Yeah, because it's like if you're gonna pull at my ankle, it almost caused me to fall back, right? Now I'm in my head, like now that my hands is coming down close to you, you're gonna try to take my hands off so I can fall. So and before you give the chance for me to fall, I'm gonna meet you on the floor. Come on, baby girl, you're gonna go first. I was still on the pole while I was still trying to come down after I threw her. She started pulling and yanking at me, trying to pull my underwear off, my pants off. All of those things. So let's not forget about that. And hitting me. She was punching me. She was hitting me in my head. And it was like, oh gosh. And I'm still twerking. I'm twerking. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just twerk and make the best out of this situation. I got into a split. I was having a good time and she was still angry. So it got to a point to where, okay, now I have to defend myself. It's not fun anymore. She's really angry.
And she was saying some unkind things to you, right?
Very much so. I very much so. I am the biggest, fattest, blackest bitch he ever met, apparently. Gorilla. If you see her motion, she was like, "You a girl?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh. Like, what is her problem?"
I'm
I
done
was
with you.
dancing and I was having a good time. I didn't care what she had going on because I came out there for fun. I came out for the Knicks. I came out there to have a good time. So no one is going to stop me from having a good time and nobody's going to change my mood or my aura, who I am. This could have been a bad situation for me. Had I did fall when she pulled my legs, but I it didn't. So just thank you for the support and understanding and seeing my part that I'm not an angry person, you know?